Aboriginal traditional owners and scientists have joined forces to work out how to better protect whales, dolphins, turtles and manta rays off the Northern Territory coast. They're worried these animals are increasingly being threatened by marine rubbish, overfishing and climate change. Jane Barden reports from the Wessel Islands.
Just go slowly by the side.
As a huge manta ray surfaces like a black cape draped across the aquamarine water, Dr. Carol Palmer gets ready to throw her biopsy pool at it.
Yeah, you just go this way a little bit.
The Charles Darwin University marine scientist is trying to collect as many skin samples as possible from the rays and from rare snubfin dolphins and false killer whales off the Wessel Islands. She's trying to prove they are distinct populations from those on Australia's east and west coasts and that therefore they need to be protected in these waters.
The false killer whale population here, with a few more DNA samples, skin samples, I'm pretty sure we'll find we actually have a coastal population, then that we can upgrade its conservation status. Also with the dolphins, we'll be able to confirm that we have discrete populations, and then that will mean that we've got a really different management approach.
To the Wessel's Yolnu, Gumar, Marthical sea rangers and traditional owners, the marine animals are sacred and celebrated in their songs. Marthical ranger Marcus Mungle Lacey.
This place is actually like a centre point. It reaches out to many of the other clan groups that are on the mainland, you know, because it is vast, rich area with lots of important totemic animals that created this area. You know, they play a big major part role in all the cultural creational stories.
The rangers are working with the uni to find out why the archipelago is a biodiversity hotspot and how to manage threats from overfishing and marine rubbish. Marthical ranger David Garambaka Ganambar.
The biggest thing I'm worrying about, all the floats and everything coming out from the foreign country, and also the fishermen cutting their net and trapping the mammals and sea creatures.
The impact of climate change on the coral reefs is also a concern.
Because at our scale, there's nothing we can do except that, you know, obviously it's turning away from all the things that are causing climate change, and we know what they are. And the weather is heating up, the sea is heating up, and it's going to get hotter and hotter and more difficult.
The Marthical rangers have two boats to cover the 15,000 square kilometres they're responsible for helping to manage. They're hoping governments will provide more resources to protect these remote waters.
The work that will come out from this, it'll bring in more funding for more further work that needs to be done, because this place is pretty much untouched and we want to try and keep it that way. And it needs to be well looked after, but we need to be able to get the work done to look after it properly.
Gumar Marthical Ranger Marcus Mungle Lacey speaking there with Jane Barden.